again the house of the Lord. And it's good to see all the boys and girls here this morning. We're in some churches that do not have a lot of boys and girls. And I'm glad to see the boys and girls here this morning. And of course, they're a beautiful church, and that's wonderful. You know, it's great to be here, not just for this service, but if you're hungry, right after the service, I'm going to have a meal. Isn't that wonderful? You don't even have to go home. Just go to the gym. The tables are all set up there, flowers on the table, and so on. We just have a great time of fellowship, of course, around the physical food, and we're having a great time around the spiritual food this morning. Then after the service, as Pastor mentioned, we'll have our closing service. And if there are boys and girls here this afternoon, I'll have something special, just for boys and girls. And you older boys and girls can listen in. And I will also give you a little quiz, like I did last night, right about martial arts, and just to challenge our thinking. But what a great, great blessing to be here. And I just rejoice this morning in the word of the Lord. Now, if you have your Bible this morning, turn to Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Revelation, the first chapter. The first chapter of Revelation. And I want to start reading with verse number 4 and read through verse number 8. And I think it's great when people turn in their Bible and follow along as we read the Word of God, because not only do you hear it, but you see it. We see the words and hear the words, and so it has sort of a double emphasis, of course, as well, in the reading of the Word of God. You know, the Old Testament was interesting. There were times when they read the Word of God for hours. That's all they did, was read the Word of God. I think this morning of an evangelist that preached in a church, and of course, when it came time for him to preach, he simply read the Word of God. Just read the Word of God. And when he came to the end of that chapter, I mean, he said, amen, when it's done. Just to hear the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So Revelation chapter 1 this morning, beginning with verse number 4, we read, John, the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a great blessing to be here. What a great blessing to be in this service where we can hear the Word of God and we can worship Thee. And Lord, would you bless us this morning? Would you speak to us as we look about in the Scripture about a very, very important event that's going to take place, and it may take place this year. And we're looking forward to the coming of our wonderful, wonderful Lord and Savior. So bless these dear folk that are here this morning in this service. If there's someone here that's not sure they're saved, would you show them this morning that you love them, and that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, shed his precious blood, that they might be saved. Then as Christians, help us to grow in grace and in knowledge of our wonderful Lord and Savior. And we give you praise. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, as we look at this scripture this morning, basically there's just one verse that I want to take an outline for the message this morning. You know, the first thing usually you do when you pick up a newspaper, you look at the headlines. And if the headlines are a challenge to you, then you buy the newspaper and you read what it's about. Now, as I think this morning of the headlines usually are not good today. They're not good. It speaks of terrible, terrible things that take place in our cities, in our communities, every day. And it's terrible. It's terrible. Not just the fighting in various countries, not just earthquakes, not just the flooding, not just the terrible things, but terrible things are taking place, and it causes us to wake up and wonder, where are we going? What are we doing? What are we doing wrong in our society where we see such terrible, terrible things taking place? But as I think of the terrible things that are taking place today, I think of the Word of God. I think of a verse of Scripture this morning that's presented here, and that's verse number 7. Look at what it says. Behold, that means stop and pay attention. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kings of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. That speaks of hope. That's the blessing. Now, as we look out of the little hope window this morning, I looked up, I saw this morning, I suppose 10 or 15 hot air balloons. Beautiful, beautiful, those hot air balloons. And it was interesting this morning because I looked over here at the church parking lot and I saw a little lamp right here. And I thought, evidently somebody has come to church by way of a hot air balloon. And landed here and so on, and they managed to get that thing put down and deflated and get it in that basket and so on, get it in that vehicle, of course, the top. And they would have to be in this response. But as I looked up this morning, I thought of a great event that's coming and it will take place. That's the coming of the Lord Jesus. And he's going to come. And so as we look at this verse number 7, behold, he cometh with clouds. Now the first thing I want us to think about in this message is, when is he going to come? When is he going to come? Now, the Bible does not tell us when. The Bible does give us an indication of what's going to take place. For instance, in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36, but the day of the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So nobody's going to know the exact thing. I think of the owner of the family radio broadcast. And he thought the Lord was going to come at a certain day. And so as we traveled around this country, I noticed billboards that he paid for and put up and so on, that Jesus was going to come on a certain day. On a certain day. And that day came and gone, and the Lord has not come. He thought it was true. He thought it was true. He was sincere. But the Bible says we're not going to know the day or the hour. But listen, dear friend, we can know something about what's going to take place, though, before he comes. Before he comes. And that's indicated in the wonderful, wonderful Word of God. And the Bible tells us in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 3, knowing this first, there shall come scoffers walking after their own lusts, and say, where is the promise of God? Individuals that scoff at the Word of God, make light of the Word of God, and it grieves my heart, for instance, of what's taken place. For instance, at the University there in Illinois, in a hotel there, a dear lady walked into a room and discovered there in the drawer a Gideon Bible. And she thought, this is terrible. This is terrible. And so evidently she went down to the office and was offended by the Gideon Bible. And so because she was offended, they took all the Bibles out of all the rooms there in that hotel. That's terrible. That's terrible. She was offended because just a copy of a Gideon Bible. She didn't have to read it. She could put it back in the drawer and close it up and so on, but she didn't. We're living in that era when people scoff at the truth. You can't pray in the school, and unless there's a tornado and a terrible storm that comes and so on, and they might allow someone to bob their head. A teacher in Colorado prison has a Bible on his desk, just on the desk, does not read it to the students, has not read it to the students. In his spare time, he opened up and read it for himself, and someone came along and said, "You can't have that Bible on your desk. You can't have it on your desk." And so he was dismissed as a teacher because of the Bible on the desk. And so, dear friend, we're living in the day spoken of there in 2 Peter 3, verse 3, knowing this verse, men shall become scoffers, making light of the truth. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, it simply says that these are perilous times, evil, and men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That's true today. That's so true today. Oh, listen, we live in a day when everything is anti-God. Anti-God. An individual cannot fly the American flag on his house because some neighbor is offended because of that flag flying there. That's the day in which we live. And dear friend, the Bible says, behold, he cometh with clouds. When's he come? I do not know when he's going to come. But I know that he's going to come. Now look at the rest of the verse. The second thing in this verse. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Every eye. It doesn't say that every eye is going to see him at one time, but every eye is going to see him. What a picture. Now, there are only two kinds of people. Only two kinds of people that live on the planet Earth. There's only two kinds of people that are here in the auditorium this morning. You're either saved or you're lost. One of the other. I'm not talking about being a Baptist. I'm talking about you're either a Christian or not a Christian. Those two kinds of people. Now, what a fact